The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop, looking out over London.
Good night, and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
All right, welcome to a Tuesday. It's the 6th of November. It's Election Day, everyone. I think that calls for a song.
Whether you hate him or you love to hate him, all eyes are on my next guest as Election Day approaches. Mr. President, thank you so much for joining me. The midterm elections, that's like a really big deal, right?
Like the biggest deal.
Well, then let's get your take on some individual races. Ted Cruz, who in 2016 called you a serial philanderer, a pathological liar, and a sniveling coward.
He's a total disaster.
But now he likes you.
You know, he's a very good person.
Andrew Gillum?
That guy is great. He's a star.
He's the Democratic nominee for governor of Florida.
He's a thief.
My Aunt Linda's from Florida. She voted for you.
Star.
But she didn't like you anymore.
Well, that must be some kind of a sick woman.
Democrats and Republicans alike have called for you to tone down your rhetoric so as not to contribute to the division and vitriol and overall shittiness of the country right now. Yet you continue to turn it up, particularly at your rallies.
Rallies are meant to be fun.
I get it. I do. And I would totally agree with you if you were a 9-year-old having a birthday party. But you're the leader of the free world.
Not really.
I know. I can't believe it either.
And I'm getting 25 and 30,000 people to these rallies.
No,
nobody's
not.
Ever seen it. There has never been anything. This isn't bragging. There has never been anything like what's happening. I went to Illinois. You had to see.
Holy crap. It sure feels like the world's in dire straits. It gets bleaker by the second, though I'm sure we'll overcome it. Still, we're all afraid and don't know what to do, right? That's because the President of the United States is seriously narcissistic and incapable of unifying the country because he's emotionally stunted since his father never loved him the way he needed him to, so now he's taking his repressed anger out on the rest of us. You.
As soon as you make any statement nowadays with the political correctness world, they make a big deal.
What the hell's up with the country today? I feel like packing and running away. It's very scary and super strange. It makes me feel weary. How can I change it? Think I found a fix. On November 6th, voting. Hope you won't think that I'm gloating. If you wonder why I'm voting, let's just say it's 'cause I can. And I hope I don't sound partisan, but listen everybody, here's the plan. Go out and get to voting, though your interest is waning. And while kvetching and complaining is more fun, I know. Be responsible instead. Whether you vote blue or you vote blue, I'm just kidding. Go and vote. Just vote. Keep voting.
Go!
Sarah Sanders, you are full of it. How can you possibly defend this shit? Do you honestly believe the stuff you peddle and promote, which is intended to deceive us?
Ahem. Don't forget to cast your vote, bitch.
If you want the privilege to whine, don't just tweet, lament, and opine. Put some makeup on and get your ass in line. And girls, start voting.
What
guy who'll stop with the country today. Feeling packing and running away. Let's make it better. It's not too late to get out and vote, or else I will hate you. Responsible instead.
Think I found a thing.
Yes, fish voting. One last hope for us I cling to. And if there is just one thing you can depend upon.
Though I do admit you came on strong, precedence can only last so long. And I will keep voting just as soon as I turn 18. I'll keep voting blue.
It will be a disaster.
Until you're gone.
There has never been anything. This isn't bragging. There has never been anything.
Oh, yeah. Randy Rainbow. Whoa. Okay, fix that. Now that's how you start off an Election Day show. We need Randy Rainbow to do a song and dance for us all the time. Although, you know, today is special. So have you voted yet? Already there are problems. Can I just say, I don't understand why we have to have these fucking, these voting machines, because they're malfunctioning. A dozen states. Is the headline. The headline reads, a dozen U.S. states see problems with voting machines. This is from Reuters. Problems with voting machines were preventing some Americans from casting ballots in a dozen states in Tuesday's congressional elections, U.S. rights advocates said, following complaints about registration problems, faulty equipment, and intimidation they have received throughout early balloting. It goes on, but that's what it says. Texas, Indiana, I'm trying to think of what some of the other states where Arizona, North Dakota. Listen to this. I'm reading to you from the article because they'll say it better than I could paraphrase it. North Dakota introduced a voter ID requirement that Native Americans say discriminates against them. Oh, they don't have the whole thing. So they're making Native Americans who live on the reservation get ID with their house street address on it. Well, they don't have that. They all have post offices on the reservation. And so now they went full in to get these bullshit IDs in time. And some of the polling places are not accepting them. This is what's going on. Let's see. Kansas and Georgia moved polling locations. Changes in Tennessee laws led to people being removed from voting lists. I mean, this is what goes on every year. I just don't understand why we don't have paper ballots hand counted. I know that's it's a revolutionary concept. Paper ballots hand counted. Until then, we're going to go through this shit every year or every election cycle. Anyway, I'm actually, believe it or not, feeling somewhat good today. I have a good feeling. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm seeing reports of the lines. 38 million people voted early. In many states, the early voting totals are greater than the number of people who came out and voted in the last midterm elections in those states. I think Arizona was one. I think Florida was one. It's pretty remarkable. In some places, you're seeing, again, the early voting totals outnumber the number of total voters these states had in the 2014 midterm elections. So people get the importance of what's happening today. The question is, will enough people come out? Will enough well-intentioned people who are going to vote blue, come out to overcome the sabotage that the Republicans have put on us? There was Sean King, who writes for The Intercept now, he just tweeted out, or a few hours ago tweeted, at my voting location in Brooklyn, they just announced that only one machine is working. 300 of us in line. Two people just left and said they couldn't wait. This is ridiculous. In Crown Heights, which I believe is in Queens, they had the same thing happen. There were no working machines.
It is absolutely insane. Here's someone named Kira Lerner tweeted, I'm at Anniston Elementary School in Snellville, Georgia, where hundreds of voters have waited 4.5 hours to vote today because electronic voting machines weren't working. That might have been the one where they didn't have extension cords to plug the machines into the wall. And the batteries that were running on these machines ran out. And so everything was shut down while someone went out trying to find extension cords. This is Mickey Mouse. This is amateur hour. It just, nothing makes sense. Paper ballots, hand counted. What a concept. But that's not what we have. They have that in some states, Washington State, where it's all vote by mail. I think they hand count those. I could be wrong. Or it could be the optical scan machines. But then at least there's a paper trail to back up the votes when things don't seem right. I think a lot of times we're running on faith in elections. And unfortunately, the Republicans keep trying to steal the elections. So anyway, we need to come out in massive numbers. Numbers so strong that it will overtake the voter suppression efforts, their purging of the voter rolls, their fucked up machines, and putting three machines in a giant district where lots of people of color and minorities will probably vote Democratic. Again, it looks like Democrats are going to win a bunch of governor seats today. I hope that includes taking back the state legislatures because maybe in 2020 they can do something about the gerrymandering. I don't know. But there's something in me. There's a nagging thing saying this is going to help. Today is going to be a good day. And maybe it's because it has to be a good day. We have no choice. If this country is to remain even a somewhat viable player on the world stage, we have to put some checks and balances on this president. Somebody's got to put him in his place, and hopefully it will be us today and tonight. Today's Tuesday. In addition to it being Election Day, it's the day that Gotta Laugh joins us. So she's been collecting tweets. What I saw on Twitter today was mostly, election things, a lot of problems at voting places, hopefully at polling places. Oh, I'm a little all over the place today, aren't I? So I'll tell you what we'll do. We will take a time out. We'll check in with what's news. We'll come back on the other side with Gotta Laugh, and hopefully, we'll laugh today. We'll calm some frayed nerves, maybe. I wish I had some answers I could give you, but it's not, 8 o'clock at night and no polls are closed yet. It's excruciating waiting. Okay, we'll wait together. So we'll be right back. I'm Nicole Sandler at NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The 2018 midterm elections have finally arrived.
Go vote!
A divided America casts its ballots on Tuesday, millions of voters delivering their verdict in a bitter election that amounts to a referendum on Donald Trump's presidency.
You look at what's marching up, that's an invasion.
I'm Andy Sullivan in Washington, where the balance of power could be very different a day from now.
Let's get it done!
Fired up Democrats are looking to break the Republican dominance at the national and the state levels, but there's a sense that the stakes are much higher than that. Democrats have spent the past 2 years painting Trump as an existential threat to American democracy.
Suddenly people woke up and said, oh, I guess we can't take this for granted. We've got to fight for this.
Trump and his Republicans, meanwhile, are increasingly framing this contest in racial terms, stirring up fears of immigration as they try to hold on to power.
We're not letting these people invade our country.
Trump campaigning on a crackdown, sending troops to the border to stop a band of migrants who are still hundreds of miles from American soil. Republicans also counting on a strong economy, tax cuts, and a successful Supreme Court battle to help them hold on to Congress.
I am concerned to make sure that we keep a majority in the Senate, a Republican majority.
But Democrats are riding a wave of grassroots energy, Women who rallied against Trump last year,
this is what democracy looks like,
taking off their pink hats and getting involved in politics. A record number running for office, countless more making phone calls and knocking on doors.
Donald Trump closed out his campaigning by hitting three states on Monday, Indiana, Ohio, and Missouri, and casting the midterms as a referendum on himself, saying, quote, in a sense, I am on the ticket. His closing message on the campaign trail focuses on immigration and fear-mongering. CNN's Jim Acosta has more.
It's a pretty apocalyptic message the president trying to tell these supporters at these rallies ending tonight in Missouri, after this one in Indiana, that the economy will crash and that undocumented immigrants will flood into the country if Democrats take control of the Congress. But Anderson, I mean, this is not a message that all Republicans are sold on. I talked to a couple of aides up on Capitol Hill earlier today, top Republican aides, one in the House who thought that this message on immigration could potentially tip the balance of power in the House to the Democrats, because it could turn off those very important suburban swing district voters. And over in the Senate, according to an aide I talked to over there, the message that they're receiving from the president when they hear him talk about all of this is, in the words of this one aide, fear-mongering and just divisionary tactics. So, Anderson, not everybody inside the Republican Party is sold on what the president is trying to do in these last hours before the midterm voting begins.
Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama has been on the road supporting Democratic candidates and calling Trump out for his lies.
In fact, right at election time, suddenly Republicans are saying they're going to protect your pre-existing conditions when they've literally been doing the opposite. That's some kind of gall. That's some kind of chutzpah. Let's call it what it is. It's a lie. They're lying to you.
On CNN Monday, Jake Tapper pointed out some of Trump's closing message lies.
Last night in Tennessee, the president rattled off a series of false claims about the leadership of the Democratic Party and their agenda, all within 60 seconds.
They want to raise your taxes by double and even by triple. They want to take away your health care. They want to impose socialism on our country. Democrats want to invite caravan after caravan of illegal aliens to pour into our country.
So that's false, 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 and false. There was once a time when politicians could be shamed away from blatant lies, but that time seems a distant memory. The president paints a picture of Democratic control of Congress that is as nonsensical as it is dystopian, with a healthy wallop of racial division, talking about marauding hordes of undocumented Latinos causing the country to become overrun with criminals.
In his final rally of the season Monday night, Trump was joined on stage in Missouri by Sean Hannity, Jeanine Pirro, and Rush Limbaugh. Hannity had insisted all day that he wouldn't be on stage campaigning with Trump, but covering the final rally for his show. He lied, too. And he had the gall to berate journalists covering the event as, quote, fake news. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and Counselor Kellyanne Conway also appeared on stage, probably in violation of the Hatch Act. And finally, if you're looking for an escape, should the unthinkable happen in the midterms, you can start thinking really big. Harvard University astronomers say a mysterious cigar-shaped object that was spotted hurtling through our solar system at 196,000 miles per hour last year may have been an alien spacecraft sent to investigate Earth.
This object is simply a piece of another solar system that was expelled, and it has been traveling through interstellar space for hundreds of millions of years, billions of years, we don't know. We don't see that in our solar system. None of the asteroids in our solar system look like that. So it's very puzzling how it could have obtained this shape.
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My show is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
You're listening to the Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com.
And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Ah, yes, it is Tuesday. Not just any Tuesday, but it is a Tuesday. So we get together with Gotta Laugh and talk about what's happening in the news. And, of course, today's Election Day. All right, let's get her on the phone, shall we? Hello?
Oh, yes. You've reached the midterm elections hotline.
Okay. We're working here.
Press 1 if you think Trump likes voting by mail because he thinks it means only males vote. Press 2 if you think Trump had to acknowledge to Melania that what he thought was early voting happens to every guy at some point. Press 3 if you think if Democrats win the House, Trump's ego rally speeches will go from winning to whining.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, I hope. I hope we will.
Oh, man. I hope so, too. I would just love to just throw this in his face. Big. Yes. I hope we just
Bigly.
Sweep everything.
Bigly. I'm actually, like I said, I'm feeling good. Lisi D in the chat room just wrote here. Wait, let me share this with you. She wrote, I'm trying to be optimistic since I saw all the people that came out for Andrew Gillum in the heavily Republican areas of the state. It was inspiring, but then I have to come back to the reality that this is Florida. I have to believe that this is going to be a good day. Maybe because my brain can't grok the possibility that it won't be.
I just have my doubts about Beto. I know that he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I just don't think he's going to win because it's Texas
He is tapping into those voters, those people that don't vote, the non-voters. Saying about the young people.
I just don't know if there's going to be enough.
I know, but we're putting out positive thoughts today.
Okay, he's going to win.
Positivity.
How's that?
There you go. Beto's going to win.
Okay.
And send Ted Cruz home. I mean, just that. Just not having to look at Ted Cruz's mug
yes.
again.
Yes, yes.
Yes, right?
Yes. Yes.
I know.
Please, please. Anyway, but we should get to I've got so many tweets.
You do?
So many tweeties.
Okay. Well then let's let those birdies out.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
Wow. I just got to say, Laffy, before you take over,
yeah.
Listener Joni stopped in the chat room for just a moment. She wrote, It's raining cats and dogs here in sort of western, I think it's supposed to be western, Massachusetts right now. But before it started, my congressman, Jim McGovern, and my state senator came out to hold signs with me. As of about noon, she wrote, about one third of the town's registered voters had already cast a vote, but more of them in the early vote period last week than today, just saying bye. So I guess she's going back out to hold signs. I'm glad she checked in to tell us that. I mean, I'm hearing these great stories. The excitement over this is unprecedented that they're seeing.
Well, I totally agree.
Numbers.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, I was kind of down in the dumps this morning, as you know, because my puppy is having some weirdness and I don't know what's going on. So we'll be going to the vet. So I thought, okay, I'm going to take him for a walk anyway. He was having trouble getting up. I don't know. He's having trouble with his legs or something that's making him stop mid-walk, and then he's okay and does it again. But I thought, well, I'll take him for a walk so at least he can pee and he won't wake me. He won't bark during the show.
Okay.
And I took him for a walk and he was fine. He was perfectly fine. So yay, let's keep our fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. And I'm going up past this house and there's a woman out in front, and Hamilton loves to go up to every single person he meets.
That
so he runs up and I look at her and I go, what's your name? Because she looked really familiar. Mm-hmm. She goes, Julia. Well, it turns out my congressperson lives up the block from me.
Wow.
I was stunned. She's lived there for years. We've never seen each other.
Oh, that's funny.
And she couldn't have been nicer. And yes, I voted for her. She's that kind of congresswoman. She's a Democrat.
And what is her name?
Julia Brownlee.
I never heard of her.
Well, she's not one of those people that comes out and puts their face out in front of the cameras. But boy, is she running a ton of ads out here.
Oh, yeah.
And she works basically for Veterans Affairs things. And so one of her commercials is dedicated to veterans. She works across the aisle. You know, she tries to do that. But she's awfully nice. And we chatted for a good 10 minutes.
Wow.
Couldn't have been sweeter. It was like talking to a neighbor.
Uh-huh.
We talked politics. And she told me that she was the first Democrat in 70 years from our area.
Wow.
And we live in a conservative area of this particular neck of the woods in California. Mm-hmm. And that it was very frustrating because we're talking about our school board and they're being taken over by evangelical Christians who are banning textbooks.
Oh my God.
One of them lives around the corner. I've met her. Because I walk the dog, mm-hmm. I've become friends with her son, her 10-year-old son, who loves to give Hamilton treats. Mm-hmm. And he sort of helped me with Hamilton getting to know kids, you know. So he's a very cool kid. And then I met the mother, and all of a sudden she introduces herself to me as who she is. And I said, wait a minute. So you're the one running. Yeah. Well, tell me, you know, what are you like? What's your platform? And she sounded very pro public school.
Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out she's really not.
Ooh.
She just told me she thought I wanted to hear.
Oh my God.
And when I contacted my friend, who's a big activist out here, she said, oh my God, no, she's a nightmare. And Julia Brownlee confirmed that. So,
wow. So this other woman ran against Julia? Like it was a battle of people who live on your street?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
The woman ran against Julia?
Was she what, Julia? What?
She ran against Julia?
No.
Oh,
she's the conservative is running for school board.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And Julia is my representative.
I gotcha.
For California.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, for our area in the House of Representatives. So, no, but they are dueling. If you want to look at it that way, yes, they are sort of dueling. Julia certainly doesn't support her.
Mm-hmm.
And my point was that Julia Brownlee actually was kind of a pick me up. After I spoke to her, I felt more positive.
Good. Well, and it helps that Hammy seems to be okay, too.
Oh, Hammy just loved her, which was a good sign.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, on to the tweets, because I do have a lot of them. This is actually from yesterday. I'm starting with today's tweets, but I have, I think, two or three from yesterday.
Okay.
This is from Anna Navarro.
Yes.
You know who she is. She's on CNN and stuff. And she's quoting the Washington Examiner saying Trump is going to hell.
That was the best tweet of the day yesterday, I got to tell you. Because the Washington Examiner is a right-wing publication. Yes. So I'm sorry. So what is
this? She has a screenshot because they deleted it. Trump is just Trump. Trump is going to hell. Anyone who ever read the Bible can tell you where it stands on rich adulterers. The key to God's forgiveness is repentance.
Oh, my God.
Trump's entire political career has been about the exact opposite of that. Also, this paper is garbage for promoting, quote, Trump and God. So Anna Navarro said, oh, man, the D.C. Examiner deleted its tweet from this morning, mm-hmm. and it was so good. Oh, well, here's a screenshot for those of you who may have missed it.
Yay. Thank goodness for screenshots.
Yeah, you said it. That was so good. I think, this was also from yesterday. This was something we were having trouble deciphering. The Supreme Court, this is from Craig Aaron, who is president and CEO of Free Press.
Right.
Good news. Supreme Court rejects industry challenge to net neutrality rules made in 2015 and shuts down effort to wipe lower court ruling off the books. Kavanaugh heard the case on D.C. Circuit, and Roberts, for unclear reason, recused. And then Forrest Rebel, who is a person, tweeted over it, I had to read the brief article to figure out if this is in favor of net neutrality or not. I think it means the Obama-era court ruling stands. I'm not sure where this leaves us. And then she goes on to tweet some more that does explain it, that was a little bit into the weeds. But I think it is good news.
Okay. Yeah, so it is good news on net neutrality. And on a day when we could use some good news.
Yes, which is why I saved the tweet. Exactly. Okay, now this is from today, a tweet that is actually now from an article from the LA Times that I tweeted and other people were tweeting. ICE moves to silence detention center volunteer visitors. Immigration officials have stopped allowing a volunteer group to visit people at Otay Mesa Detention Center unless its members agreed not to talk with the media or other groups about conditions inside.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And then a quote from this is, quote, I think they're circling the wagons to stop people from knowing what's going on inside, said Solace volunteer Steve Gelb of Mission Value. It gives ICE more impunity.
Hey.
So, it goes on. And I got a lot of action on that tweet, so I thought I would bring that up.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. We're starting, I think these are wait, what is this? This is from Garrett Hake. Border Patrol agents in the Chihuahuita neighborhood of El Paso tell me crowd control exercise plan for today that had been criticized as possible voter suppression has been canceled.
Ah, good.
Because the first tweet I saw was that they were doing it.
Yeah, and then I saw something like that too. Like there was, you know, shenanigans going on there. And that's Beto's, you know, hometown. He's out, you know, talking to people outside polling places and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wait, what's Rachel Maddow tweeting right at this moment? I'm back at Expo. This is from Katie Moore, who I don't know who that is. Sorry. I'm back at the Expo Center where press aren't being allowed inside to shoot inside. Oh, okay, this I think this goes to something I'm going to get to later, so I'm just going to skip that for right now. Okay, so yes, yeah, so I'm glad to read that there's been an update from Garrett Hake that the Border Patrol agents were canceled.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, the rest of my tweets from today, for the most part, I believe, are about the election. There is a lot of bad and some good, so I'm giving you a heads up.
Okay.
This is from Kira Lerner, a political reporter from Think Progress.
Right.
I'm at Annistown Elementary School in Snellville, Georgia.
Yeah,
where
I read this already.
Before, okay, because sometimes when you're doing the lead-in, I'm trying to get things ready to go on the air, so sorry about that.
That's okay.
So I'll skip that. If you covered that, forget that. Nah.
Indeed.
All right. So what's this? Voters turned away due to missing voting machines at precinct in Detroit.
It's Detroit. It's Brooklyn. It's Arizona. It's Indiana. It's North Dakota. It's ridiculous.
Right. This was from WXYZ in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Here's something that I got in my news alerts today. It's from the New York Times. And it says, bad weather known to lower turnout will greet many voters. And then the sub-headline, rain can decrease voter numbers, which studies show tends to help Republicans. Quote, I hope it rains hard tomorrow, one Republican candidate said.
They're such assholes.
They're such assholes. This is for everybody.
Yeah.
If you need a ride to the polls,
yes.
This is a news alert that I screen grabbed from UPI, Uber, Lyft, Lime, Zipcar, among firms offering rides to the polls for the election.
You know, I saw something that Uber, first I saw they were giving free rides to the election. Then I saw they're giving $10 off. I would just check with them. I know I saw Lyft is giving free rides. Uber, again, I don't know if they're, you know, they're giving you $10 off or actually giving you a free ride. I don't know.
Let me see if I can find that Maddow tweet that came up. It says, Ford County Clerk Deborah Cox came out of the Expo Center and told media they weren't allowed in because it would be too much of a distraction. Yes, I do have a tweet on this. She said she's happy with turnout with around 4,000 expected today. So that was the Maddow retweet that I just saw. Jennifer Cohn, election integrity writer and advocate and attorney. Major issues today with at SESS vote election equipment. Did you cover this?
No, but those are those shitty ESS machines. I don't know why we use them. I don't know why we use any of them.
This is from Johnson County, Indianapolis. Clerk Sue Ann Misiniak told Fox 59 that it's running extremely slowly and is unacceptable. Servers, in quotes, are, quote, overloaded. Discussion of extending voting hours.
That's unbelievable. It's so unacceptable. I mean, ridiculous. This should not be happening. And did you notice?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw some tweets about, you know, in Georgia, there are ridiculous 4-hour long waits. Only in the black neighborhoods.
Yep.
You know, and minority polling places. That's it.
This may be what you covered. Forgive me again if it's a repeat. This is from Terry Durham. She apparently is a wife and mother and is an eyewitness. Here in Georgia, where Kemp wouldn't step down, not a single machine in our precinct works. Oh, by the way, she's black.
Oh, of course.
No one has voted since 7 a.m. Hundreds of people have left. Then she goes on to say, as of 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, the line has started moving more than 4 hours after the polls open.
Oh, my God.
I just hope the people who left will come back.
You know, what they really should have done in that case is given paper ballots to everybody on that line and said, fill them out and turn them in.
What they should really do everywhere is have paper ballots, period.
Always.
Just what you were saying before.
Yep.
I did hear that.
Yep.
This is from Eamon I never know how to say his name. Mohaildin.
Yes.
He's now host of The Breakdown, co-host of My First Look. Anyway, both on MSNBC. He says, some voters in Geauga County, Ohio,
Ohio.
Reported to
Cuyahoga.
No, it's G E A U G A.
Never mind. Never mind. I've never been to Ohio.
This is, it looks like it could be pronounced one of two ways. It could be the French Goga, or it could be Giaga, Giuga, Giaga, something like that. Anyway, they tell NBC that when they went to the polls Tuesday, they were incorrectly told that they had filed for absentee ballots. NBC has confirmed this with Debbie Ryder, director of the Board of Elections in that county.
Mm-hmm.
So people are being misled and screwed over in any number of which ways. Okay, now Ari Berman, we love.
Yes.
You know, Ari Berman.
Yes.
He has a whole thread going. Let me just refresh, because since I did this, I'm sure he's done more. Okay, here we go. Multiple polling sites, this is, I think you were talking about, or maybe you were just mentioning, or maybe you didn't, were closed this morning in Maricopa County, Arizona, Phoenix.
Yep.
Did you polling place, building in foreclosure? This is the same county where they had 5-hour lines in 2016 primary because closed 70% polling sites. Next, voting machines malfunctioning in Georgia's largest county. Okay, you did this one. Georgia's largest counties leading to long lines at polls. Georgia is one of 5 states that uses electronic voting machines with no paper backups. Voters in Missouri wrongly being told they need photo ID to vote. You can vote with non-photo ID, such as voter registration card. Then he does a quote from the KansasCity.com site. 300,000 registered voters in Alabama, 1 in 10 voters, are listed as inactive. If you're listed as inactive when you go to vote, you can still cast a regular ballot. Next, this is all Ari.
Okay.
I'm at Election Projection Call Center in New York City, where hundreds of lawyers taking calls from voters trying to make sure their votes count. Shout out to the thousands of 866-hour vote volunteers helping people vote today. Next, county clerk in Dodge City, Kansas, mm-hmm. not allowing media in polling site.
Wow.
They have one polling site for 13,000 in cities, 61% Hispanics, and moved it outside of town, which you were talking about, 1 mile from the bus stop.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if you saw.
Share?
But no.
No, Share. Share got buses to go out to North Dakota to bring those people to those polling places. Or
South Dakota,
wherever it was. Share.
Oh, that's that's terrific.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like S-H-A-R-E, Share?
No, Share, actually.
Of course I'll
Sunday
share.
Share.
What I was going to say was Rachel Maddow had her production team go down to Dodge City, where they don't allow their 13,000 to go to the regular polling site because they said it was under construction.
Okay.
And they have them going out of town and there's no bus stop within
right.
A mile. So they drove down there. There was no construction at all.
Oh,
and
my God.
They were also still renting out the place for different events straight through the election and after, which shows you that that place is certainly available for a polling site. And then they showed how to get to the other place they were supposed to, let people vote. And it's just like, like tumbleweeds, you go there and you have to find a way to get to that polling site because the buses stop a mile away from the bus stop.
Wow.
So, okay, next, 4.5-hour lines in Georgia. This is 31 minutes ago. Or no, I guess it's, 31 minutes ago, 4.5-hour lines in Georgia because voting machines malfunctioned. Elections now resemble the former Soviet Republic. That's the last of his run. Okay, so we're up to date on Ari Berman. So that's that.
Okay.
Natasha Chen, CNN. Hearing of issues at various – this might be the one I just read, no? Hearing of issues at various polling places, no power at Knoxville, Tennessee site. Humidity appears to be preventing ballots to go through the tabulators
how?
In Wake County.
How North does humidity Florida. Prevent those stupid ballots going through the scanners? That I don't understand.
I know. And then she says express polls not working properly in Snellville, Georgia, and 3 polling places down in Maricopa County. So, yes, we covered some of this, but not all of it. So that was the one that got me that the humidity appears to be preventing ballots. That's insane.
Well, then nobody would be able to vote in Florida.
That's right.
I don't understand because we have those stupid optical scan machines too, where we have paper ballots. You fill in the little bubbles and you feed it through the machine. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh God. So this is the same. This is another recap of that with, again, Ayman Mohyeldin.
Mm-hmm.
NBC has confirmed that the issue at Anderson Elementary, Snellville, was a lack of power cords.
Isn't that amazing? I mean,
it's stupid.
How did they let that happen?
And then he says, Gwinnett County Director of Communications Joe Sorensen tells NBC News, the machine was not supplied power and was running on battery, and the battery ran out. That's what you said.
Yeah.
And then he says, Sorensen doesn't know how many machines may have been impacted. He believes the machines were back up and running at 9:15 a.m. and has confirmed that it's working again. But this is the stupidest things I've ever heard. That's just
it's
so
ridiculous.
Negligent. Yeah. So it should be a crime.
Yeah.
There should be fines and jailed.
Yes, there should be. Damn it.
I'm pissed. And then Arizona, this is from Joyce Karam, National UAE. Arizona precinct is running out of ballots. Voters are being sent to another location, 6363 East Dynamite, Cave Creek, that had run out of ballots, but then being told at Tatum Ranch Community Center that they cannot vote at that location.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. MJ Lee, CNN reporter, at an Arlington, Texas voting location didn't have enough paper ballots. A voter tells CNN that the electronic voting machines were not working, and she was told they did not have any ballots. Quote,
unbelievable.
Once that info was shared, most of the people in line decided to leave.
Wow.
Then she goes on to say reports of broken scanners, long lines, and late poll site openings in tri-state area. She has more, but then it goes on and on with these things. Okay. Michael Grunwald, I think this was a good news one.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know. Michael Grunwald from Politico, breaking from a top Georgia Democrat monitoring voter suppression. Quote, there are a lot of people voting and it's great to see. Outlier polling locations get attention, but the vast majority are running smoothly. Oh, that is good. Sorry if that wasn't the election day content you were expecting.
Okay.
Oh. Jamie O'Grady from The Cauldron. On the ground in Irvine, California, NBC's Jacob Sobroff says polling location is, quote, packed with young people. Bad
Yay.
News for Dave Walker.
Uh-huh. I know. That's good. I'm where people are able to vote, it sounds like it's going to be amazing. I worry about all the places where people are getting up and leaving because they're not able to vote.
I just hope that they come back after work. That's what I
hope.
Yeah,
me too.
Maybe they're leaving because they have to run to work and they're going to come back later. Oh, boy. I mean, I was still getting people to vote this morning. I had one of my friends, she's a millennial, and she texted me. And she said, can you give me a list of voting endorsement type of thing? You know, so I'm back on track because I had a night shift and I lost everything. I said,
oh,
yes,
no.
here, take. And she ran and she voted. I got my kids to vote absentee, so they mm-hmm. voted early.
Yeah, so did the three of us. We filled out our ballots together, and David dropped them off at the supervisor of elections office. So they, you know, I didn't even want to chance it with the mail.
Yeah, no, that's what I do. I walk mine into my city clerk's office and watch her put it in the mail bag mm-hmm. or whatever bag, but their delivery bag. I told my kids to do the same thing, so they did that.
Yep.
Best thing. Brian Karam.
Yes.
Hello, buddy. Tonight we'll either hear the great and powerful Oz now has a mandate and overcame the fake news and the Soros-funded Open Borders Project, or we'll hear POTUS scream that it was never about him anyway. Could hear both, but there will be ranting involved.
Yes, I think there will be lots of ranting tonight.
Oh, yes. From a whole bunch of people, including maybe us.
Yes. You never know.
You never know. Okay. So that was today's.
Okay.
That was 2 days. Here's yesterday's. It's kind of a smattering, as I recall. Because my brain doesn't hold information anymore. I just look at things and read. I can't remember what I said yesterday or what I wrote yesterday. Mm-hmm. USA Today.
Yes.
FDA approves opioid Dysuvia, which is 1,000 times stronger than morphine. Critics worry it will fuel an already grim opioid epidemic. So
Lovely.
Want you to just remember that Trump's getting us out of that opioid thing.
Oh, sure he is.
Can you eat? Oh, it's pronounced Giaga. Thank you,
yes.
Johnny.
Giaga.
In chat, Giaga. Oh, I wasn't even close. I wasn't even.
That's okay.
I mean, just chalk me up today.
It's
I'm
just
a
Ohio.
Mess today. Anyway, about the opioid thing,
yeah.
Our buddy Twin Mom Sue,
mm-hmm.
she said, as a pharmacist for 30 years, more concerns for exacerbating the opioid crisis, plus a huge patient safety issue because of the potency issues.
Mm-hmm.
We have more than enough chances of fatal medication errors without tossing this bomb into the mix.
Amazing. It's absolutely amazing the power that Big Pharma has. And
Trump
has been
God.
So good on the subject.
I'm sorry.
I was being sarcastic. I said Trump has been so good on the subject.
Oh, so good. So yeah. good. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you cut out. I couldn't hear you say Trump. Maybe it's just,
dump.
I've trained my my headset to cut the word Trump out. Washington Post was saying that there's about the racist robocall. Did you cover that yet?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Okay. There was a racist robocall that went out, quote, magical Negro, unquote.
This was on Stacey. This was in Georgia. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Message targets Georgia voters in Stacey Abrams' race. Quote, this is the magical Negro, Oprah Winfrey, asking you to make my fellow Negress, Stacey Abrams, God. The governor of Georgia. Okay. And then the robocall labels Abrams a poor man's Aunt Jemima, a reference to the black lady on the front of the pancake mix box. I'm reading from Washington Post, an image that has itself been derided as a racist symbol. It suggests that Winfrey is a media construction made to trick fat white women into voting. And it mocks that Winfrey is called one of her all-time happiest moments in the media. And so I promise every person who votes for Stacey Abrams, you're going to get a new car. You're going to get a car. You know, that whole thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, that happened, which is in 2018.
Yeah.
We're still doing this?
It happened. There was one here in Florida, too, an Andrew Gillum racist call like that. Did you not hear about that last week?
Yes, I think I did. I think I may have tweeted it, but my God, I'm still just stunned. Yes, I did hear about it. The wording of this is disgusting.
Yep.
And all of this voter suppression, you know, you would think America would want America to vote and may the best person win.
Yeah.
But they have to cheat to win. That's what just kills me. And they get away with it.
That's what it's all about. I mean, I thank Obama for calling out the lies because it's stunning. Yeah, I thought I had the clip, but I actually put it in What's News, so I don't have it here on my wall, where he talked about they just lie. They just make stuff up. This is what I talk about when I talk about Opposite World. Like, listen to this one. Sorry, I'm not going to play the whole thing. This is Trump talking about Obamacare. Just listen to the beginning of this.
If Democrats gain power on Tuesday, one of their very first projects will be a socialist takeover of American health care. You know what's happening, and your taxes are going to triple, maybe quadruple. You're not going to be happy. I know you well. The Democrat plan would obliterate Obamacare.
The Democrat plan would obliterate Obamacare?
It's the stupidest thing.
He's a supporter of Obamacare? What a fucking moron.
You know, Daniel Dale did a little thread on that particular quote saying he was saying things that he didn't realize he was saying, and then he tried to work around it and catch up to himself. You know how he does that?
Yep.
Also, I noticed he was slurring again. So,
well, he did three rallies yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to drop. I mean, and frankly, it would serve him right.
It wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother me either.
Anyway, Jan Pavlovitz, the author, Trump isn't a president. He's a motivational speaker for racists.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that works for me. So Lindsey Graham said, if Obama's job numbers were anywhere close to what we're talking about with Trump, the media would stop the earth from rotating to make sure everybody heard about it. And then Kyle Griffin, who is an MSNBC producer, said, jobs created during last 22 months of the Obama administration and the first 21 months of the Trump administration. Obama, 4,477,000.
Yep.
Trump, 4,054,000. New York Times noted that a few days ago.
Yes, they did. And I happened to see it. I saw it both in the paper and on the television. Right there in a chart, Obama created more jobs in his last 21 months than Trump did in his first.
Yep.
Yep.
And then IJ Bailey of The Root adds, you realize job numbers under Obama during his final 21 months in office were better than the job numbers under Trump under his first 21 months in office, right? Kind of not a good look that a U.S. senator doesn't know that basic fact.
You think?
Lindsay.
Yeah. Talk about someone jumping the shark. Lindsey Graham.
God, I'll say.
Yeah. Horrible.
And then LOL GOP said, point of order, if your network won't show Trump's racist ad, it shouldn't show his racist rallies.
True that. And I mean, I didn't hear it. I think I saw you tweeted something the other day that MSNBC started showing one of Trump's rallies again.
Oh, no, what they did, what it turns out, what they did was they showed a few seconds of it as a lead in to one of their shows, and then they cut it off. And
gotcha.
When I was typing about it, they were still showing it. It was probably about 10 seconds.
Uh-huh. That's
15 seconds. And I jumped right there. I said, that's it. They're showing, you know, cause I get very pissed when I see that. So I jump right on it.
I gotcha.
They shouldn't even be showing clips because he doesn't say anything newsworthy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, it's one thing if he says something and you go, oh, okay, well, maybe we should talk about this. But basically, all he's doing is projecting and lying. And like the clip you played where it made no sense and it was a complete lie. Mm-hmm. And so there is no reason to show him lying anymore. What's the point of doing that? They could just say, by the way, he just had a rally and he lied 55 times.
Yep.
They could do that.
Well, they've been. And then and the Washington Post updated their, you know, their this is how many times Trump has lied story last week.
Yes.
And
yes.
And in during this election cycle and all these stupid rallies he's holding, he's just the lies are just vomiting out of his mouth at a record pace.
Oh, it's gone. I think they said it was, I may get this wrong, but I think it was he's gone from 5 lies a day to 33.
Yes, something like that. You're very
some
close.
Crazy thing.
Yeah.
But no, I'm saying in terms of television, if, you know, instead of popping into the rally as a lead into a show or as just even a pop in, they could just say, oh, here's a silent picture. He's doing a rally. We're going to take you. Okay, that's gone. We just will keep you posted if he says anything newsworthy. But basically, he's just lying. That's all they need to do.
Yep. I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, the New York Times says instant classic LePage of Maine closes tenure by announcing he's moving to Florida. Quote, I will pay no income tax, and the house in Florida's property taxes are $2,000 less than we were paying in Booth Bay. At my age, why wouldn't you conserve your resources? And then Benji Sarlin of NBC says, the Trumpiest politician in America does the Trumpiest thing on the way out. And Aaron Booth adds to that, LePage being LePage gives one last middle finger to Maine on his way out.
Yep. No, what a horrific governor he has been for Maine. And I mean, I don't know what Maine's other governors have been like, but this guy has been just horrific.
Oh, he's just
horrible.
Awful.
Horrible.
The quotes out of his mouth over the years have been so stunningly awful. I'm so glad he's gone. Get out. Just leave. Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry he's going to
Florida. Down here, but he won't be near me.
Well, that's good. Okay. Well, then that's good. Okay. So Steve Herman, he's Voice of America, said that, quote, there's a lot of proof that people get in illegally and vote illegally, contends Trump. And Kagro X says, there is none.
Uh-huh.
This has been another episode of How to Read a Trump Comment.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
No, Trump is setting this up to so that, you know, when he gets shellacked, he's going to, you know, he's going to start blaming, you know, all those illegals you're voting. And
right.
I'm worried that it's going to lead to violence. That's what scares me.
Yeah.
Because his idiot lemmings believe the nonsense that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, look what happened already with the, you know, the MAGA bomber and all that.
I
know. Just horrible.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah. Comedian George Wallace. We follow each other, and I love his tweets. And he did three Yo Mamas here. Three Yo Mamas. Yo Mama's so old, she'll be tragically unable to cope when Republicans slash her Social Security to finance tax cuts for the wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yo Mama's so fat that she will be unable to travel to her assigned polling place, which is now many miles further away due to strategic unethical closings by her Republican Secretary of State.
Yep.
Yo Mama's so stupid, she doesn't exercise the sacred right to vote that was earned by the blood of so many before her.
Damn straight.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, those are all very good.
Yep.
There's a lot of vote shaming going on, as there should be. There's nobody has an excuse for not voting.
No, right, unless you've been suppressed, unless you've been denied your voter ID.
Right.
Unless you have absolutely no way to pay for what it takes to get a voter ID or the transportation to get to the place where you have to pay for something to get your voter ID or the money you have to pay to buy your birth certificate because you never had one because you were born in a place that didn't provide them.
Right. Right. There are lots of those. I know. I know.
Dylan Byers, NBC, he said, of note, NBC Sunday Night.
Isn't she? Hmm? Oh, no. I'm thinking of somebody else. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Dylan Byers of NBC News says, of note, NBC Sunday Night Football's Patriots-Packers matchup averaged 21 million total viewers, which means about that many folks may have seen the Trump immigration ad that NBC has now pulled.
Yeah, and you know what? I saw it air on MSNBC before they pulled it. And you know, it's funny. I kept seeing people who work there saying, you know, NBC has not, you know, has will not air this ad. Well, they already did. The damage was done. I can't believe they aired it.
I can't believe they did either, especially after their primetime host talked about it the night before.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Mitch McConnell, quote, "Voting is a privilege. Those who break our laws should not dilute the vote of law-abiding citizens." And then what? Ian Millhiser of Think Progress says, "How about people who grab women by the pussy without their consent?"
That's good. That's good.
Crew, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, they said, Crew discovered that Ivanka Trump's business just won approval for 16 new Chinese trademarks, even though the brand shut down this summer. One of the trademarks covers voting machines.
What?
Daddy, I want my own voting machine, if that's okay. Daddy, I'll put your name on it. Daddy, everything that comes out of the voting machine, they will be changed so that everybody votes for you. Even if it's in the school boards and
They have them in Georgia.
Daddy, they have them in Georgia.
Yes.
Anyway, LOL. This is from Ike Barinholtz, an actor. He said, LOL, this election tomorrow has me so crazy. I thought I just read a news story that said Ivanka Trump's company is making voting machines.
That's funny.
I wish it were. ProPublica. Georgia election officials insisted their website was secure, but ProPublica found programmers were making last-minute changes to features that researchers had said risked leaking private information. And Nick Confessori of the New York Times said a ProPublica story suggesting that Kemp's vague and unsubstantiated claim of Democratic, quote, hacking this weekend was a gambit to distract from own staff's poor security practices. How about that?
Lovely. Lovely. Hey, you're sitting at your computer right now, right?
I is.
Type in tedcruz.com because I got to say, even though I'm not a Ted Cruz fan, his website is just fucking awesome.
Let's see.
You really got to look at it.
Oh, I've done this. Yes, I put this out there. Vote and support Beto O'Rourke. Yes.
That's awesome. How did Ted Cruz not get his website? How do you not get yourname.com?
Because there's, you know, and here's another thing Maddow does. When she sees things like that where people don't take the opportunity, she always buys the website and does something like that with them. It's great.
Yep.
Adam Best, founder of the Left Newsletter, says, infuriating to watch conservatives make a bigger deal out of Ariana Grande's ex making a bad joke about a vet than the president of the United States continuing to incite domestic terrorism with inflammatory words after bombs have been sent to critics and a synagogue got shot up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Whew, I barely got that out.
Yeah.
Whew, that was a long one. Angela, how do you say his last name?
Carasone.
Okay, good. Trump campaign screwed up and is now featuring a splash video announcing to visitors. This was yesterday, remember? That today is election day.
You know, they usually do that to Democratic voters, candidates and stuff. They don't do it on their own, but I guess they did.
That's pretty funny that he did that.
Yes, it is.
Idiot. Adam Rubenstein of the Weekly Standard says, Representative Steve King just now in Hampton, Iowa, talking about the court, says, after the election, maybe we'll, quote, have a 7-2 court and maybe we'll get lucky, end quote. Kagan and Sotomayor will elope to Cuba.
Oh, he's so funny.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. And the last thing is the quote, the Trump, I don't care. They can do whatever they want and I can do whatever I want in terms of getting his tax returns out there. I can do whatever I want, he said.
That's what he said, which just underscores the necessity for us all to vote. And vote in such huge numbers that their dirty tricks can't negate our coming together to vote and send a message to the world that he does not represent us.
And vote. Stand in line. Don't get out of line. Vote. Don't leave. Vote.
Yeah, please, because our lives depend on it. They really do. The future. Those of us who have kids. Oh my God, this is for them.
And seriously. Those of us who have gay kids,
really
I do. Please, for our safety, please
vote. All right,
We'll do a little, tomorrow. We'll have all the results. So Dave Johnson is going to join me, and we'll go through and see what happens. Got to laugh. Find her on the Twitters here every Tuesday. I'll see you next time. Thanks, Laffy.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Vote.